Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. R. Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Long.
Yes, sir.
Bless a whole lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Man. Made a whole lot of trips to the graveyard.
Yes, sir.
Whole lot of trips to the hospital. Quite a few visits to the jailhouse. Amen.
Amen.
He comforted, he prayed with, and he have uplifted the hearts of many people.
That's right.
And I think you ought to give God a hand of praise. Do my best not to keep you here too long.
Take your time.
It's okay.
But we do want to give you what we believe.
Amen.
The Lord wants you to have.
Right now.
Our President. Amen. President Armstead. Our past President, Pastor Garner.
Bless you.
To our President Emeritus. Pastor Fields,
amen.
To our Vice, Pastor Clark,
amen.
To all of the other officers that make up the cabinet, and to all of these preachers and pastors that occupy this preaching place today. It's an honor. Matter of fact, when I walked through the door, Pastor Clark, and I looked, I almost told my deacon, I said, I'm going back home, because I saw all these heavyweights.
Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. But it's nothing like being backed up with uncommon power.
All right.
Got all these pastors and preachers that's been on the road a long time.
Amen.
So preaching should not be a problem today.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Shouldn't have a problem getting an amen.
That's right.
All right.
Amen. We're getting a little help.
All right.
How many come forward?
Amen.
I'm in the need of word.
Yes, sir.
Then go to the book of Revelation, if you would, just for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
As we seek to honor this great pastor that have blessed our hearts for so many years.
You're right.
Revelation's the first chapter.
All right.
I do know that's the last book in the New Testament. Amen.
Amen.
If you got some books past Revelation, then
it ain't the
Bible. That ain't the right one. Revelation's the first chapter.
Talk, sir.
And for the sake of time, I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle.
Right.
His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. Just for a few minutes, as we honor this great pastor, I want to talk about stars in God's house.
All right.
Would you say that with me? Stars.
All right.
In God's house.
All right there, Reverend.
God's house. I know. All right. Some of us would like to think that it is ours. But how many really know it's God's house?
Amen.
Bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
The blood he shed on Calvary's hill. Indeed, the church belonged to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
When one reads the book of Revelation, it was written during a time when the church faced great persecution. I believe that a decree was sent out from the Roman Emperor Domitian. A decree was sent out that everyone would bow down and worship the Roman emperor.
That's right.
And this style of worship was called imperialism.
That's right.
But God's people had a history that included the words, "Thou shalt have no other God before me."
That's it. Preach.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to any graven image, or anything in the likeness of anything on the earth, in the earth, beneath the earth, or in the sea. And my brothers and sisters, we shouldn't forget about our history. Where we come from.
Amen.
The things that God have brought us through. Because it's a true saying, if you forget where you come from, history is sure to repeat itself. But the church faced a great persecution. Many were beaten. Many were put in jail.
That's right.
Their homes were taken. Many were put in the arenas and made to fight for their lives. And finally, my brothers and sisters, many of them were put to death.
That's right.
And if there ever was a time that the church needed a word, I believe this was a time. If there was a time that they ever needed to hear from their God, I wish I had a witness. How many know that was time? You know, it's all right when the sun is shining. But when I'm going through, I wish I had a witness. Can I get any witnesses in the house? When I'm going through something, Pastor Garner, that's when I need to hear. I need to hear a word. I need to hear a voice. They needed a word. And can I tell you, children, There's never been a time that the church didn't need a word. Never been a time. I mean, even in creation, when everything was so perfect, even before it got stained by sin and messed up by sin, it still needed
a word.
I wish I had a little help.
Yes, sir.
They needed a word. You can eat off of every tree. But don't go messing with the tree in the middle. Can I get a witness here? They always needed a word from God.
Preach.
I believe one writer said that God in previous times have spoken to us by the prophets. You do remember Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and Obadiah, and Zechariah. I wish I had a witness. Y'all do remember them, don't you? God spoke to his people by the prophets. Isaiah said, I saw him high and lifted up and his train filled. I wish I had a word. He sent a word by Ezekiel when he told him, just go down and preach to the bones. Tell the bones just to hear my word. I wish I had a word. Even when it was messed up and it broke Jeremiah's heart until he told God, your word I will preach no more. But he said it was just like fire set up in my heart. Anybody felt the fire? Anybody want to thank God for the fire? There's never been a time that the church did not need a word from God. In the New Testament, Jesus came and he preached what he was, and he was what he preached. I come that you may have life, and not just have life, but have it abundantly. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Jesus walks off the scene, but then Paul and Peter comes on the scene. I can hear them saying, whosoever can believe in their heart the Lord Jesus Christ, that God have raised him from the dead, y'all can be. I wish I had a word. We always need a word. Can I tell all the churches that is represented here today? Don't ever think you're so good. Don't ever think you're so high. Don't ever think you're so mighty. Don't ever think you're so all of that, that you don't need a word. Besides yourself where you think you made it this far on your own. Don't ever get to the place where you think you can make it by yourself and you don't need God's help. Always need.
Always.
Word. And here it was, they were being persecuted.
That's right. That's right.
They were being put in jail.
That's right.
They were being thrown in the lion's pit. And they needed a word from God.
Yes, sir.
But how many know when